This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at Uttarkashi in Uttarakhand for a day-long visit. During the tour, Prime Minister Modi visited Mukwa village, the winter abode of goddess Ganga, where he offered prayers. Mr. Modi also inspected the Uttarakhand Winter Tourism Exhibition in Harsil and flagged off adventure sports rallies and trekking expeditions. Mr. Modi will address a public gathering shortly. The visit is seen as a significant step towards promoting winter tourism in Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Telangana for the phenomenal support to the BJP in the recently held MNC elections in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also hailed party workers for working among the people with great diligence. The BJP has won 2 out of 3 members of the Legislative Council MLC seats in Telangana, including the prestigious Karimnagar, Medak, Nizamabad, Adilabad graduates constituency. Mr. Modi also congratulated the winning candidates. The government has given approval for the development of Son Prayag to Kedarnath Rope with the length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media New Delhi Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib Ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees. In Rajasthan, 6 members of a family died in a road accident near Kivarli on National Highway 27 in the Abu Road Sadar Police Station area in the Sirohi district this morning. A woman sustained serious injuries and has been referred to a hospital in Sirohi. The crash occurred around 3 a.m. when a car travelling from Ahmedabad to Jalore collided with a trailer. In Punjab, continuing with his campaign to make a drug-free state, Punjab police arrested 547 drug smugglers in the last 5 days. The Operation Youth Nashiya Virud, which has entered its 5th day, was been conducted in all the districts yesterday. Many houses of the drug smugglers made illegally from the drug money have also been raised in many districts. Heroin, opium and intoxicant tablets in large numbers have also been confiscated during the raids. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International, BKI, with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI, was arrested from Koshambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by UP, STF and Punjab police. The suspected terrorist, Lajar Masi, a resident of Kurnian village in Ramdas area of Amritsar, Punjab, was nabbed around 3:20 a.m. Additional Director General of Police, UP Special Task Force, Law and Order, Amitabh Yash said, as per available information, the arrested terrorist works for Swan Singh, alias Jeevan Fauji, the head of the Germany-based module of the Babar Khalsa International, and is in direct touch with Pakistan-based ISI operatives. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. Dr. Jaishankar said that the United States' foreign policy shift under President Trump was expected and it suits India in many ways. External Affairs Minister was addressing a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House think tank in London yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 6-day visit to the UK and Ireland. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. Chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand, South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. The final match of the championship will be played between India and New Zealand at Dubai International Stadium on Sunday. In Indian Super League football, Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at the JRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. Today, Hyderabad FC will clash against Punjab FC at 7:30 p.m. in Gachibowli Stadium, Hyderabad. US President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Hamas demanding the immediate release of all hostages held in Gaza, along with the return of the bodies of those killed. His warning came just hours after the White House confirmed it was engaged in direct negotiations with the militant group, a move that marks a shift in U.S. policy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.